This is Sherry from Essential Spending Planner, and this is the last of the six expense types that we'll discuss today. So the six reasons why we spend money, part six, by David Wright, founder of the Spending Planners Institute. And I trust as you've been listening to these podcasts that you're getting a better clarity of the importance of how you organize your money, that the reason we organize our money and the best way is in relation to the time cycle of when that money is required. So today I have a question for you. What is the difference between being smart and being wise? To my way of thinking, smart is about knowing lots of facts, whereas wise is about knowing what will happen before it happens, which I believe is much more useful. We've been looking at the six different types of expenses over the last five podcasts. And today we're going to look at the sixth and final expense type. Based on my definition of wisdom, then, understanding the six different expense types will give you financial wisdom because you will be in a much better position to recognize them when they arrive, and you will have the opportunity to be prepared for them in advance. If you missed the first five, let me just do a repeat. So we have the first expense, which is weekly expenses, which is an everyday account, which I call the FFFI because it's for food, fuel, fun, and incidentals. The second account or type of expense is your non-weekly repeating predictable expenses, which is known as your bill account. The third is a savings account, which is for your product purchases, which is whether they're for needs or wants. And of course, we would focus and make sure we have all our needs first before we start using money in this savings account for our wants. The fourth type of expense is repairing items that support your life. It is repairing the things that you bought in number three type of expense, the things that you need, replacing, fixing the car, fixing your fridge, getting a plumber in, replacing those things that you actually need. The fifth type of expense is replacing the items that support your life. So it's when those things actually break down and you actually have to replace it. So here is the final expense type. It's the major once-in-a-lifetime occurrences. Now, these fall into two groups: your larger life goals and unpredictable larger expenses. So the first one, larger life goals. These are bigger events that you want to make happen and you have a time frame in mind. For example, retirement, you want to go on an overseas holiday, a big dream, or desires. The second one is the unpredictable larger expenses. Now, these are expenses that you don't really know when or even if they're going to occur, but you need to be prepared for them just in case. For example, a major car repair bill, a child's future university education, a medical emergency, a child's wedding, and similar. So where to keep this money? Without a doubt, you should talk to a financial planner or investment retirement advice, as I am not a financial planner and I am not an advisor. I specialize in spending plans. So please get some advice of which is the best way to invest your dollars. If you don't have someone, you can contact me and I can recommend someone to you. Otherwise, ask these following questions when looking into going to a financial planner to see if they're the best one for you. First, ask and see what their track record is. Seek out current customers and see what they have to say. Do a Google search to see what people might have to say about them in the past. Another thing is, what is their level of expertise, and are they able to give you independent advice, or are they tied to a bank or a group that will dictate what investment products they offer you? Financial planning covers quite a few different topics, and different financial planners will most likely have different expertise in different areas. So some may prefer to work in the risk area, and will be able to advise you on life insurance needs, while others may have the preference of giving investment advice. Another thing to consider is, would you be able to work together? For example, do they personally have an interest in the kind of investment you prefer? For example, if you like property and they personally prefer shares as an investment, then you might want to talk to, then you might be talking a different language and not be a good match. So make a short list and interview them and do your research. I recently met a financial planner who had written a book that I believe would help you in making this choice. The website for this book is at Money Does Grow on Trees. For other big goals that do not fall under the retirement or investment banner, you could use the Spending Planner software, which I teach you, to plan and monitor this money by setting up separate accounts under your savings lists. This will keep your money easily identifiable. And so that would be, you know, a high interest savings account. If you're saving, say, for example, you want to go on a family holiday, then we would set up a savings account for specifically for your holiday. So how do we manage this money? You should see a financial planner or for investment and retirement advice. For all other goals you are saving towards, when you reach your target, it's time to withdraw the money and have fun. For the unpredictable events, you put money aside for them that may happen, but they may never happen. Well, they may never happen, but you want to have an emergency fund in place just in case. You will simply deposit an amount each pay to build up your chosen target/fund. And so some people choose to have a savings account where they do just put a little bit of money away in each week. And so that will cover, say, if you lose your job, then you have some backup money in before that you can live on until you can find your next job. There is no guarantee you will get this right, but by doing something is better than nothing. If you are lucky that this money could end up being surplus, and once a sum you've considered to be sufficient to put away for these little to cover most emergencies is reached, then you could then channel it into another account. So, for example, say you want to have $2,000 into an account for those emergency things. Once you get that built up to $2,000, and again, that's just reserved for those things that may happen. And then once you get that built up to then you can start channeling money into another area. But at least it prepares you for the unexpected, those big things. David said he's a big fan of Bodo Schaefer's book and audio series, The Road to Financial Freedom. Bodo recommends you save 3 to 6 months worth of income and keep it available at short notice, so no matter what happens, you will always be okay for long enough for you to come up with a solution if something really bad happens to you, such as becoming unemployed or disability, unable to work for a while. So prepare, be prepared. Okay, so do you need help? I'm Sherry. I'm in the business of helping people fine-tune their finances. If you're sick and tired of the money stress and are ready to take action and really want someone else to hold your hand through the process, then please contact me. We will work out what needs to happen in your finances so that you can get running on all cylinders. I have a proven system that will help you manage your money better than traditional broken budgeting systems. And so please contact me and we can have a free session and to assess your needs and to see if a spending plan is good for you, which I guarantee it will be, because my spending plan that I've been using for 17 years has totally eliminated all my money stress. It has taught me taught me the 6 expenses and what types of accounts they should be in. My accounts are created to protect my money from me. And I will continue with that. As bonus, I will do another podcast in regards to bank structure and the analogy of the 3 pigs and the big bad wolf. So until next time, this is Sherry from Essential Spending Planner.